It's time for Vikings Country with Chad Greenway on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Chad Greenway is presented by Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
Skydeck, let's make a little noise. Here we are once again, Vikings Country. I am Muss. We got Chad Greenway with us here this week. How you doing?
Doing well. I've been better.
Yeah, but
I'm doing well.
We'll get into that later when we get into hardcore scouting report.
Yeah, let's leave it. Let's leave it alone for now.
Like Vikings Country can only.
Let's get warmed up.
Right. I noticed you got the Twins hat on there. You know they got a chance.
Still rock it.
They got a chance of hanging 100 tonight.
Fan for life, though. I don't care.
So
since
now,
I was born.
How would you? I mean, how would you play this out? Would you like to see them actually have 100 losses? Or would you like them to sit at 99? Because tonight they lose.
Sit at 99.
Yeah, sit at 99.
Absolutely. They're going to be back in the playoff run next year.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. They're always there. Had a down year, bunch of injuries. Couldn't keep anybody healthy. You know, that's just the problem.
Lord loves
just
a
relax.
Homer. You know? You
just relax. They're fine. You're going to have a bad year. Maurer's busy banking. You know, he's got other things to do.
Hey, how about this? I thought about you and I saw a story earlier this week. And it was
that's not good.
No, it was called the Redneck Fire Alarm. And what they do, this guy put a Jiffy Pop. You remember the Jiffy Pop, the aluminum thing?
Yeah.
He put a Jiffy Pop popcorn thing over the doorway so that way if there was a fire, he would know because it would stop popping.
Of course.
Right. And then
it's probably foolproof. I mean, it's excellent.
I don't see where his thinking could be wrong.
Absolutely not.
But
other than it's 30 years old.
Here's the thing I was thinking about is that, now you grew up on a farm, right?
I did.
So then,
in the sticks.
Did you guys have a fly strip over the kitchen table?
Yes.
Why is it with farms and you?
Because, well, first of all, you have so many flies.
Right.
Everywhere, because of the hogs, cattle, everything, you know, always around. The flies are thick, so you have to get rid of them.
I know, but it's like the most disgusting thing hang and adorn right over the lamp.
That was my mom's favorite weapon was the fly swatter, but the metal end. You know, you can swing it so fast, repeatedly, so many times.
But it makes mashed potatoes, like, questionable.
Yeah.
You know, because all of a sudden you get that lump and you're just like,
oh,
not real sure.
Yeah.
I'm just going to.
Yeah, I wouldn't know if it was exactly right over the table, but it was definitely in the kitchen, for
sure.
Oh,
at my grandma's house, when I grew up, it was right over the table.
It's funny you bring that up.
Oh, and then in the summertime, there'd be two of them.
Of course.
Two. Yeah. One in the winter, but it would still
be
full.
During a big hatch, you know, definitely have a lot of them. Absolutely.
A big hatch.
Disgusting.
So now, I was very interested to find this out as I was sitting there listening to my own radio station, K102, that you are the spokesperson for South Dakota, for Sioux Falls.
I am. You're the vacation destination.
That's outstanding.
I said yes to doing that bit with Sioux Falls, because obviously I love South Dakota. I'm not from Sioux Falls. I'm from about an hour west, actually, in the country. So it was like one of those deals, like, do I really want to do it or not? But you always want to promote your home state.
Right.
So then I do it, not knowing exactly what it was going to be about. But supposedly, they want people to vacation in South Dakota and not have it be the Black Hills.
You have the Corn Palace.
That's Mitchell. That's an hour.
But still.
Sioux Falls has the Sioux Falls.
They're
shopping. Beautiful, beautiful falls and rapids.
Okay,
and
well, then
City Park.
This is because I heard this.
I've been there once.
I heard this and I thought, well, I got to put you to the test. You're the official spokesperson for
ready.
Sioux Falls. Are you ready? Okay, what is the approximate population of Sioux Falls?
167,000.
Wow.
Close?
It's pretty close. I'll give you this one because in the metro itself, it's like 154. But when you count all the surroundings, it gets up to 228. But that's pretty close.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty close. That's
Sioux
not
Falls,
bad.
I would say the town is 150, 165.
In what year was Sioux Falls established?
The state was 1889. Sioux Falls was 1835.
1856. Very
okay.
close. That's not bad. That's
okay.
not bad.
Okay.
Okay. Who's the most famous South Dakotian, aside of yourself?
No. There.
Is it January Jones or Catherine Bach?
Everybody forgot Billy Mills, the Olympic marathoner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. Hubert H. Humphrey is from there. The Metrodome's named after him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no. Catherine Bach was Daisy Duke, by the way.
Doland. How about Brock Lesnar?
Lesnar, ooh, that's pretty big.
That's a good one.
I'm going Catherine Bach. You know why I'm going to do
that? I'll go Janie Rae Jones.
No. Yeah. Catherine Bach.
She's now. She's just hip.
Catherine
my
Bach.
Generation.
I know, but she brought us Daisy Dukes.
I know. That's impressive.
That's the best that's thing
like
ever.
That's like a game changer.
Yeah. God bless you, Catherine Bach, for that. Now, occasionally you get a guy like Jared Allen who will actually rock the Daisy Dukes with the pockets going below the hem.
Just and all that man hair popping out the bottom is disgusting.
But you know what? For gross. Every one of those, for all the ladies that are wearing them, you know what? We'll take that hit.
Yeah, we'll take a few bad for all the good.
That's absolutely. So here's another question for you. As you got Vikings country here, we're at the Skydeck Grill, Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. And we do this every...
This place is excellent.
I know. It's outstanding. Every Wednesday at 6:30. And this is cool because now what we're doing is that for the first 20, 25 people that actually get into the location...
I heard this.
...here
yes.
early, they can get one item signed. Any item
awesome.
That they choose.
Let's do it.
Which is very, very cool.
That sounds awesome.
Do you pee in the shower or not?
Yes. On my feet because it gets rid of athlete's foot.
Athlete's foot plus, jelly sting, maybe?
No.
Jellyfish thing?
I've never done the jellyfish thing.
Well, you never know.
My wife has been stung by jellyfish.
Really?
Yes.
She has. Did you pee on her?
We were not together. She was little.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I would have.
You would have.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
It's that kind of love.
Came running across the beach and just.
In slow motion.
I will pee on you, honey. Because I love you.
So you have no problem with it. So would Jenny have a problem with it that you pee in the shower?
No. Absolutely not.
It's a one-stop shop?
Nope. I wouldn't necessarily. Pee on her, or would she want me to pee on her?
Well, no.
Look at the sign, by the way.
Look at that. What does that say?
South Dakota Rooster Rush.
Oh,
plan
nice.
Your South Dakota pheasant hunt.
Nice.
Hunt in SouthDakota.com.
Does it kill you that you got to play football? I mean, it's awesome. Obviously, it's major, but it's in the fall, and you got...
It's rough. You know, growing up, it was always so convenient, because when you're in high school and stuff, you obviously go to practice, you go out and hunt. You know, you right. hunt the ditches on the way home, then you hunt your land. I just don't ever have time, and when I'm up here, I don't really make time. You know, because you have the family. When you do have time, when you're not in football, you want to hang out with your family, relax.
Right.
So it's like you want to go out and walk a bunch of fields and do that. So I'm not crazy enough of a hunter to do that.
Hey, by the way, I should mention this. The Vikings have introduced a brand new 2-game flex ticket package that includes the return of the Green Bay Packers. That's coming to the Mall of America Field there October 23rd. For more information, visit Vikings.com/flexpack. Tickets are limited, so get your flex pack today. Something that you guys do, and one thing that everybody should know about the Minnesota Vikings and how much you guys give back to the community and how much you work in
Definitely.
The community, and including yourself, lead the way. Your foundation, you have multiple things. I've been a part of a couple of things, and they've been fantastic. You got another big event coming up.
We do. We're doing a celebrity server night, which is for our foundation. We're going to do it at Manny's. Picked it up downtown, which if nice. Everybody's been to Manny's, it's an incredible steakhouse. They do an unbelievable job. It's like the one signature place I think you have to go to in Minneapolis if you want to eat some really good food. So we're going to get a bunch of my teammates down there and just eat a bunch of steaks. Porterhouse, potatoes, shrimp. Everything's going to be awesome.
Nice. Now, the Lead the Way Foundation, primarily, you have multiple factions to this as far
yeah.
as, you know, who you end up being benefactors
right.
with the money that you guys raise. But
yep.
ultimately, is it Boys and Girls Club, right?
We do some stuff with Boys and Girls Clubs, but mostly we just want to affect families in general. So, mm-hmm. but, you know, usually we go to the hospitals and we look for different types of families who have been affected by illness or sickness or, you know, disease, something that they are out of their control. So we just really want to pick those families up. One of the best things we've done so far was we took 15 families to Wisconsin Dells for a 3-day like getaway. Just paid for everything, got them over there, and they just got away and had fun. Just thought about something other than what they had to think about on a day-to-day
right.
basis. So it's been a lot of fun. We started in 2006 when we came in the NFL just to try to use this platform that we have to try to give back to as many people as we can and families that were affected by negative things.
How much does it anger you that I'm wearing the blue.
Your blue.
Yeah, the Massimo.
This is the blue we talked about 2 weeks ago.
I know, yeah.
That I still am just
It's just
love.
Been...
I went classic gray, which is my favorite shirt.
Yeah,
so
it's a good
I'm not
shirt.
Really, I'm not that jealous of you.
It's a good shirt,
because
but
you don't have
this color.
I don't, but I find it. Target has a website.
Vikings
I'll
Country. We're hanging out here at the Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. We're going to be here every Wednesday at 6:30. That's when the show takes place. Here's another thing for you. Last week, Jared was on, and he was talking about how much he loves the Bachelor, Bachelorette shows.
Used to.
You used to.
College.
What show does your wife, Jenny, make you watch? That you kind of give it a, I have to watch it because she has it on, but deep down you really love.
It used to be like the home design shows.
Sure.
So it's like you like watch it, think, oh, it's so lame, but you're like, oh, it's kind of cool. Yeah. Right. Especially the landscape ones.
Yeah.
Of course, because you can get dirty doing that. But definitely the Desperate Housewives or the
really?
Real Housewives. Yeah, she watches really? It like nonstop. So, like, you just can't help it. You know, you're just, like, sitting around, like, she's watching TV.
It's like a drug.
Yeah, and we're not like those people at night that I watch my TV and she watches hers. We just watch it kind of whatever's on. So if her show's right. on, I plop down and watch it, especially when the kids are in bed and try to relax.
Hillbilly Hand Fishing is one of the
greatest. I've seen that. It's excellent.
Awesome.
I watch anything on Nat Geo or History,
oh,
mostly.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's
really?
Pretty much my go-to. Anything that was animals killing other animals is probably the best.
It's probably the best.
Yeah.
If you were playing football, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't playing football?
Yeah.
It's hard to say. I probably went into some sort of military,
yeah.
most likely. But if I was not doing that, it'd definitely be probably farming.
Really?
Probably, yes.
Taking over the family business. And
I would definitely be working hand-in-hand with my dad, which would be very cool.
How many fly strips would you have over the kitchen table if you were actually
well,
farming?
Well, if I was back there and farming, I'd probably be single, so a lot.
Oh.
And they'd be my socks.
Chad Greenway with us here. We got our second segment coming up on the way. The scouting report will be coming up.
Ooh,
yes,
nice.
There is a second half of this show. Well, we'll get into that coming up here.
Yeah,
next.
Yeah. Don't. No. Stop.
This is Vikings Country on FM 100.3, The Fan. Boy, we're hanging out here.
Oh, yeah.
Vikings Country.
That guy, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he did okay last week.
That happens. He did his job this week. You know,
he got three
sacks.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is? He's got the hotline over there to the fan. So
oh,
you know
yeah,
that
yeah,
he probably
yeah.
did that on purpose. It's like, watch Chad's face.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he had an awesome game. He sets the tempo for us, so it was
yeah.
awesome.
That was a heck of a game. I mean, you know what? And we'll get into this in just a little bit because that's a part of the scouting report.
Yes.
That's where we get hard-nosed football like we do
we
every
do
single week here.
We have to break
Vikings
it down.
Country.
Yeah. That's our job.
Absolutely. In fact, you know what? Let's just get right.
Let's
well,
do it.
No.
No.
No, not yet.
Okay.
We were talking about TV shows and Nancy Grace on Dancing with the Stars.
I heard this.
Are you a fan?
I heard, not a fan at all of either of those shows, her show or dancing shows.
Very nice. Wardrobe malfunction.
I heard this on your guys' show this morning.
Yes.
And I did not see the video. I don't really want to see the video for many reasons. But
come on, curiosity is
curiosity
not the best
always here. Will I'll end up looking at it on YouTube, I'm
yeah.
sure. But it's like, yeah.
If somebody else is looking it up in the locker room,
yeah.
you'd be like, all right, I guess
oh,
I'll
gosh.
Take a look.
Oh, Lord. Just see the debacle like, happening.
Have you ever had a wardrobe malfunction in your life?
No, but the closest I've ever been.
Yeah.
Talking about Wisconsin Dells, we went there with the group of families, and they've been on one of those. You know, have you seen those the surf indoor surfing?
Oh yeah,
things?
Yeah, yeah. Where you get on the it's the pool that has
yeah,
the surf.
That, yeah, I'm not yeah. sure what it's called. You know, whatever. But shoots the water really fast out. So if you fall off or get pushed back,
yeah.
and you don't have your drawers tight, they're gonna be in the back, and you're gonna be scrambling across the stage naked. You know,
right.
trying to find it. So I'm like this huge group of people in front. Everybody's like, Chad, you gotta try it. You know, of course. So I do it, just like the whole time, just holding on with one hand. Like they didn't fall, come down. They were real close, though.
Yeah,
you have to like hold the hips wide, so you like keep them on.
I had you know, with the Land of 10,000 Lakes, I had a couple occasions. One especially when I was out tubing, and I was cartwheeling over the
you
water.
You hung on too long? Or,
and then I got up, you know, and you're kind of woozy, so I got up out into the boat, a big group of people, and I had no drawers.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Well, the lake ate them.
yes, it was kind
like
of...
Like sunglasses.
It happens all the time. All right, so here we go. This week's Scouting Report, it's brought to you by Sports Authority, the official sporting goods retailer of the Minnesota Vikings. Got Kansas City Chiefs, we're on the road coming up here this Sunday. And as a Vikings fan, long, long time Vikings fan that you are.
Yes.
Is there anybody worse than Hank Stram?
No.
No. Not only
no. the
got,
NFL films like replay.
Here we go, boys! Here we go, boys!
Yes, and the suits are always so bad.
Oh, just ridiculous! And he's got the peninsula up there,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
what was worse?
Never thought about that, but yes.
What was worse? Well, because I got one, so I identify with those.
Almost.
Yeah. Well, it's almost an
You're
island.
Getting close.
But what I hate about it the most is that not only does he beat the Vikings 63 in the
yep,
Super Bowl,
yep.
he beats the Vikings, and then. They have the audacity to have him as, like, the Midwest Minnesota Vikings analyst.
Yes.
Like, every game it was the worst.
To him.
Oh, God.
Terrible.
Horrible. Makes me so mad.
And from what I understand, he wasn't good at that either.
No.
I don't remember any of those games he called.
Sorry. You're going to point that out?
Sorry.
I got a decade on you? Thanks a lot. It's Vikings country with Jared Allen, by the way.
Yeah. Almost. You got half of it, right?
So, all right, you do have the Kansas City Chiefs coming up. You guys are 0-3. Yes. They're 0-3.
It's been a rough start.
Yeah.
But we have played so good at times that we know we're capable of doing so well. So we were so happy with the way our fans reacted at the Metrodome. I mean, they were in it to the end, and we did not bring it for them, and that's why we were disappointed. And we put in so much work, it's frustrating as all you know what. But we're ready to go again. We're back, and we know it's a long season, so we just got to keep fighting.
Right. 68-6, if you look at all the...
We got those... Coach Frazier has those stats, too.
Yeah.
And he let us know exactly
the
what he thinks
half,
about... Yeah. But the first half stats are excellent.
Well, they are, but you know what? That's the thing that's so... It's got to be frustrating for you, obviously, for
most,
fans, too. But
you know, I think as a veteran player, you just see... There's so many games and situations you've been in, like, you just don't... There's no answer. There's no, like, this is the reason why, or... You know, I'm sure the fans have plenty of opinions, but it's one of those things where it's like, there's not one real thing, so you just got to... You just got to keep battling and hopefully pull one out. We're going to pull one out.
You're going to pull one out
absolutely.
On the road?
We're just going to keep fighting on the road. Great win. Be a huge win for us. You know, finish one quarter of the season and just move on.
And move on. Well, now, here, we're sitting here hanging out here at the Sky Deck. What do you guys think? Are we going to get a win on the road? Come on, ladies and gentlemen. This is a bar for crying out loud. You're supposed to have some fun while you're hanging out here.
Yeah, and Arrowhead, from what I understand, is a great place. I played there once, but I heard they turn quickly.
Yeah.
Once they get, you know, because all the alcohol is consumed early in the tailgating.
Right.
Makes fans turn a little faster. So we get up to that early lead.
Right.
Get the boobirds out. It would be excellent.
Absolutely. So have you seen the movie Bridesmaids?
No.
You have not?
I'm not a movie guy. I told you that.
Not a movie at all. You don't?
Some, you know, Super Troopers, Forrest Gump.
Super Troopers.
I mean, some of the classics.
Quit saying Super Troopers first. As if, okay, Forrest Gump was great, the Academy Award and all. Mm-hmm. Okay, congratulations, Tom Hanks,
yeah,
whatever.
Him, huh?
Yeah. Super Troopers.
Apocalypto was on last night. That's a great movie.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah you seen that one?
No, I have not.
No? Good.
No.
Yeah. But no, not Bridesmaids.
See, I'm in the kind of same boat you are. Is there, you know, not only a lot of work, but with also kids.
Yeah, you don't have time. My wife doesn't like movies either, so it's like you put the kids to bed, and you're like, what do we have to do? Oh, we need to return, like, 13 emails. So you go do that instead of, like, sit down and watch a movie or whatever.
Right.
We never go to the theater. Just, I don't know. It's weird.
So what do you guys do? What's the one thing that, like, if you guys had your opportunity to do anything at all,
we compete at something. That's my wife and I are, like...
Really?
Yeah. Vicious competitors.
Really?
She held, like, the ping pong title in her house for, like, a year and a half, but I did wrangle it away from her finally.
Nice.
Yeah, she's a monster.
So now are you one of those where you get one win, you walk away, just hold on to it?
She made me prove it repeatedly. We had, like, an ongoing score of, like 348 to, like, 347.
Oh,
I finally eclipsed her.
At
one point, she was had, like, 20 games.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So ping pong's the hot...
it used to be. Now it doesn't, because then the kids are, you know, then the kids want to play. It's like, then it's, you know, not as fun. But I have my oldest daughter's 4. She just got onto Wii Tennis.
Oh.
So I've been just beating her at that repeatedly. It's been great for my confidence.
That's outstanding. That you just destroy. Do you like bad talk her and everything?
No, I tell her she's doing well.
Oh, okay.
It's even worse. I think it's worse parenting, actually. No, it's fun to see how she's getting competitive as well.
Are you competitive in basically everything you do?
Pretty much, yeah. Like I said, not as much as my wife, but close.
Really?
Yeah, she's freak. She's freakish. She beats me in everything.
She'll push you down the stairs just to make it up to the top first?
Crosswords and... Like, you know, all the puzzles and all this other stuff.
You guys are doing crosswords?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, not as crazy as, like, Hutch.
Yeah,
Steve Hutchinson.
He and
Sully? John Sullivan are wicked and Clue, and you throw Clue in the mix, who's, like weird, wicked smart. And
well,
he just,
like the New York Times one.
They do all those all the way
not
through
like
the
one in People, which
I
struggle with.
They do hard ones.
Yeah.
And, like, they're quick, and they kind of, like, you know, they see them in a big huddle. You know exactly what they're doing. And, like, before the games, the night before the games, they'll come into our room. Sullivan and I are roommates before the games. And so Hutch will walk in, sit down. You know, Hutch says, like, no words.
Right.
You know, he just sits down. And, like, before you know it, they have, like, a crossword done, like, 4 minutes.
When he wins, does he smile? Because you never see that guy smile.
No, he doesn't smile.
Just the ultimate
ever.
Competitor.
Ever,
he just
I don't know if it's that. He's just unhappy. Nobody knows. He's one of my best friends, but nobody knows.
In the summertime, he's great.
Oh.
Yeah.
When he's on his boat,
yeah.
Chilling. Yeah, yeah. It's he's happy though.
But otherwise, he's just
doing bitter. Cannonballs off the back.
Hey, you should mention this, Vikings Planet Purple Week. We got to get this in. This is pretty cool. As part of Planet Purple Week, join the Minnesota Vikings and XL Energy in donating new or gently used coats, mittens, and gloves to keep our community warm and cozy this winter. All donations will be distributed through the United Way. If you throw one cheese head in there, we will throw it out.
It will be burned.
Drop off your donation.
So people can stay warm by the fire.
Drop off your donation on the XL Energy Center Plaza at the mall, at Nicollet Mall in downtown Minneapolis, Thursday, October 6th between 11:30 and 1, and meet the Vikings cheerleaders, street team, and Victor the Viking. And you could also win tickets to the Vikings, and they're going to be taking on the Arizona Cardinals.
Yes.
When we come back home, Mall of America Field. That's been the worst part, too, is that we got home games.
At home, yes. Oh, yeah, I know that.
I'm sorry. But I, you know, I got to
bring
our
home. We love our home field.
Yeah.
We love it. It's that's why it's so hard.
Yeah.
Tears. Yeah. Mm. Not good.
Not good at all.
I thought this wasn't a football show.
I know it's not, but I mean, you know, where we're sitting right now, it's just
yeah. No,
we'll
it's frustrating.
As it goes on, but
it's been rough. I mean, every week has like seemed like it's the same thing every time.
Right.
It's not fun to go to work. Hard. It just gets harder. But we're working our butts off, so. Hope it turns around.
Well, we got the support of the fans that are
we
here.
We do have great fans. The best.
Country.
The best fans in the NFL by far.
Now
Easily.
I want to take your wife on any one of these games that are here at the Sports Deck.
She will.
I think
she's bad at pool.
Ooh.
As I am the opposite, but she's bad. So, that you would be with that for sure.
Really?
But
should I should start there? Pop a shot? Do I got her on that one?
No. She can shoot.
Can she bowl?
Yes. She just beat me on Monday night. She beat me bowling.
Wee bowling?
No, real bowling.
Oh, real bowling.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Real bowling. Yes.
Yeah, because my kids
I
are always...
I bowled a 70.
70?
Yeah, I was trying to spin.
Because you got that kind of game?
Yeah,
do you have a brace?
No brace.
Do you have your
only
own
a
ball?
Wrist. Only a wrist.
Yeah.
Brace. Yeah. I just tape up.
Do you have your own ball?
I don't.
Greenway.
Anybody in here good bowlers? Yeah. No. Yes? No?
Only
yeah.
When I'm drinking. That guy is right there, the little guy right over there. He's a great bowler. You see that?
No.
He's ready to go.
I think I have had like 100-some game before, though.
Wow, you're like to Buddy Bumpers kind of level.
I would do that.
I'm not ashamed.
There's certain things I'm just not capable of.
Vikings Country again every 300. Wednesday.
Here's a 300 game right there.
300? You've hit a 300? Oh, come on. I'm not buying that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was, with bumpers. Okay, that's fine. Still counts.
On the Wii. Yeah.
On the Wii.
Yeah.
I haven't done that either. On the Wii.
The Wii's outstanding.
I have like a 286 or something. I haven't got a 300 yet.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you really do suck.
I don't play enough.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I had to focus more on my gaming.
Maybe later on after we're done with the season.
Yeah,
and all that kind of stuff here. Vikings Country Sports Deck. It's the Sports Deck Sports Grill and Lane. Sorry, I messed that up again there. But we're going to be here every single week. You guys got to make sure you come on out here. And the cool thing is, as we mentioned before, when you come out, the first 20-25 people that make their way out here and get that little certificate, they're going to be able to come up, and then you guys will sign.
I will sign it.
One item. But
per person.
Per person, and pretty much everything.
Fast, though, so maybe we can sneak into.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe, just maybe. And the Twins tonight get the win, right?
Absolutely. Twins. What's the score? Does anybody know the score yet?
It hasn't started yet. Twins get the win. Vikings get a win this week.
Awesome night of baseball tonight.
It would be outstanding. It would be a great week. Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming out. It's Skydeck. I'm so proud of hosting Vikings Country each Wednesday night beginning at 6:30. You can join us next week as Jared Allen will be back here at the Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor of Mall of America. You're listening to FM 100.3, The Fan. Have a great night.
This has been Vikings Country with Chad Greenway on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.